and welcome to Jimmy and Ollie versus American Football.
Now, you may recognise us from the world-famous Smoke Radio, but between you and I, we are definitely not American football correspondents.
No, Jimmy Blake, we're not. We were given the pleasure of attending and commentating on the latest fixture between Westminster Dragons and the Canterbury Chargers. Something of a learning curve, I
definitely.
Think. Definitely. Here's how it went. So I'm here with Jimmy B at the American football game for the University of Westminster versus the Cheltenham Chargers. Are you excited, Jimmy?
I am so excited. It's chilly, it's windy, we're down in Chiswick, but I think we're going to have a good day.
I'm a little bit scared. These guys look big, mean and out to cause some serious damage.
And that the coach is wearing shorts, he's a madman.
I can see donuts, I can see tea, crisps, even some chocolate.
I can see some cheerleaders, I can see some angry looking guys on an American football field. I think this is going to be a big day.
I'm pretty sure I have no idea what's going on.
Yep, alright, I have no idea.
Should we find out what the rules are, James?
I think that should be a mission for today, Oliver Douglas, is to find out the rules of American football.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to wear a helmet and some pads.
We've already had a little chuck around of a ball. I'm feeling warmed up, I'm feeling up for this.
I was better than I thought I was, even though I nearly dislocated my shoulder. At the moment, they're doing some weird dance.
They do some form of hacker.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. So, yeah, we'll endeavour to get into this game as much as we possibly can.
We're going to cover this. Every inch of this game is going to be covered.
Brilliant. So as the team warmed up and were generally touching each other...
Whatever they were doing.
I have no idea. We spoke to the coach to get some pre-match thoughts on how he thought the game was going to go.
Good afternoon, my name's Alistair Beaton. I'm a special teams coach and running backs coach for the University of Westminster Dragons.
This is your fourth game. How do you think you've performed so far this season?
I think we've performed above expectations, certainly from my side of the ball and special teams. The punting team has been amazing. We definitely played a huge part in the win last week. I'm very confident that we can come out today and put in a performance worthy of the university.
Well, good luck today and yeah, best of luck.
Thank you very much. Take care. Hope you have a great game.
So, thanks, coach. I think it's the moment we've all been waiting for, Jimmy.
Yeah, all the pre-match stuff was done, all the warm-ups, the dancing, the stuff.
The stuff is all finished. The moment we've all been waiting for, it is time for kickoff.
So, initial thoughts on that?
Is it finished?
That's a good game.
What's the score?
I think it's still 0-0.
Okay.
Still 0-0.
Brilliant.
A lot of movement just happened, and now I think Westminster get to kick it. Oh, no, they don't. No, they don't.
They're doing a hut.
We've just witnessed our first touchdown. How was it for you, Ollie?
It was perfect. That was a long throw.
That was huge.
We're not entirely sure of what the score is.
We're not sure how many points, but we are getting the hang of this. We're getting the hang of the downs. Five downs.
Yeah, and then they have to gain a certain yardage.
Within that...
To
carry on attacking.
Yeah. University of Westminster Dragons are currently losing by 7 points to nothing. One touchdown equates to 6 points.
And then there's the equivalent of a conversion in rugby.
Which is called a goal, I believe.
Yeah. You can go for a one-pointer or a two-pointer.
A one-pointer is kicking it over the top, or you can go for a two-pointer, which is a second pass over the touchdown line.
Yeah.
But it has to be caught.
But the Chargers went for a kick, they scored it. Therefore, 7-0.
There is also the equivalent of a kick during the game over the bar, which is called a field goal, which equates to 3 points.
The Chargers have scored another touchdown.
So it currently is 13-0 to Canterbury Chargers. Wow.
That was amazing.
I was like a rocket. I just launched off the ground as soon as they passed the ball.
A huge turn of form for the Dragons there.
Touchdown to Westminster.
13-6. And
here
they've gone for the...
Oh, and he's missed it. It remains 13-6. Another update. It's 13-9. The ball's about to be kicked.
13-19.
13-19. The ball's about to be kicked.
Westminster.
By the Westminster Dragons. And boom. He's down.
The Chargers have just scored another touchdown.
And they've just converted.
And they've converted their kick, making it, if my calculations are correct, 26-13.
So the halftime whistle has definitely blown, and I, to be fair, wasn't entirely sure what happened. Were you, Jim?
No, but there was some entertainment at halftime.
Oh yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah, I think you joined a boy band.
I did. Hi, girls.
Wow, that's very loud.
That is very loud, isn't it?
So you've already had a team talk. Do you guys know when you're going to be cheering now?
Yes! Yes!
When are you going to be cheering?
The whole time until when they're doing the play. When one guy throws the ball behind them and they all huddle.
Okay, so